Well, good afternoon and welcome. It's great to be here once again to pray with you. It's some of the highlight of my day. I was at Mass a little bit earlier today, and during the consecration, during that moment where Father was just talking about, I don't know if you heard the audio piece that ran on transubstantiation, that moment when our Lord truly becomes present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, I prayed for you and for this spiritual family of ours. And I'm asking God for big miracles. Some really intense petitions came in yesterday on the air. I mean, they pierced my heart, and I can't stop praying for them. So I'd invite you to do the same thing and share this with others. Before I share any answered prayers or any petitions, my wife and I, we were talking the other day. We had gone to Mass, and at Mass, our priest got up and invited everybody to go to their mobile app and go to their app store, whether it's Google or Apple, whatever you use. And they wanted us to download an app that they had there. And as I was sitting there, I thought, what a great idea for Relevant, right? And I was talking to Father Rocky about this earlier, and I told him I was going to mention this to you. And I hope you'll do this. What a wonderful way to spread the chaplet, to spread the rosary, to get good catechesis, to get your faith question answers, to get plugged into the news and issues of the day, to have the Relevant radio app. I know not everybody can hear us. Sometimes the signal is not the greatest. Sometimes, depending on the station you're listening to, it can be what they call in the radio business a daytimer, and the signal might power down with the sun. So if you want crystal clear radio, download the mobile app from Relevant Radio. Wherever you are, making that appeal to you every day, just go ahead and do that. But if you can talk to your priest, maybe you're a lector, maybe, you know, you're a deacon, why not invite the congregation to do it? Mass is over. Say, hey, quick programming note here. And tell them about the chaplet or the rosary or all the wonderful things that you're going to find on the app. All the prayers, the confession helper, the Mass times, all of those things. So maybe if you can go to your parish and say, hey, Father, can you make this announcement? You could introduce hundreds of people to Relevant Radio, and not just hundreds in your parish, but thousands. And then think of the potential nationwide. So spread devotion to Divine Mercy, especially. Tell them about the chaplet, because the Lord promised anyone who spreads devotion to his mercy, he will protect in a special way. He'll protect you like a mother protects her tender infant. And in another revelation of Faustina a little bit later, he spoke about in the next life, and we spoke about the afterlife yesterday, how you will shine with a special brilliance. And if I have time, maybe later, maybe after the chaplet or maybe at some other point in time, I'll talk about this concept of light, you know, that created this image on the shroud that seems to, be a huge part of the afterlife experience and the next life. I don't have time now because we have to pray, but just some thought, you know. So please spread the devotion to the chaplet and spread devotion, especially to Relevant Radio's app. I think it's a great way to do it, okay? And maybe text or email somebody right now the fact we're about to pray, and they can join us for this prayer. Maggie prays with me every day. I mean, you can send her a post on X, formerly Twitter, a tweet. So send her that post at Drew Mariani Show. And she'll bring voice to that coming up. Maggie, good to pray with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Drew.
Anything you want to start off with as we kick this off?
There's two things that came in. Christophanic is a great Catholic personality. He posted a photo on X earlier and was asking for prayers, so I shared it on our account. It's the cutest picture of a little boy that just looks so spunky. Wow. And it says, please pray for Nathan. He's 4, has cancer.
Oh, I hate those stories.
The doctors have given up, but the family hasn't, nor has he, as evidenced by this spunky little face. The family is asking Blessed Carlo Acutis to intercede for a miracle. So the cute little picture of him is on X if you want to see.
All right.
And someone with the handle of Bottom of the Hour.
I like that. Radio guy.
says, what a great phone call. This is right after our chaplet from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Says, to remind us to love and pray for one another. And we are all praying for you and your husband and your reconciliation and your family. God hears us. Yeah. Do not despair.
Awesome. You know, join us as well. If you want to see that picture, like Maggie was saying, go to our X account. at Drew Mariani Show. Follow us on all of our social media, on Facebook as well, for the Drew Mariani Show. And send us your petitions there. If you're on Facebook and you're streaming us live, if you are on YouTube and you're putting your eyes on Maggie and me right now, then you know, leave your intentions there. Maggie will check it out. And in a few minutes, we will we'll lift up all those intentions. Let's pray now. I was going to share some answered prayers. Well, actually, let me share an intention just quickly. This one came in. This is, would you pray for Gail, who found out last night she has liver cancer? Could you pray for her? She doesn't know how to tell her husband. They're in their 70s. So I wanted to pray for that. A poor man thinking about losing his wife. But you know what, Gail? Let's pray for a miracle. Let's ask God gives you another 25 years, right? Another 30, so you can live to be 100. We will certainly go ahead and pray for that intention and more. So we'll begin now. So many intentions come in. I'll try to give voice to a few more of them and, of course, some answered prayers as well. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And let me give you the telephone number, too. I just assume everybody knows it. If you're new to the chaplet, maybe you just found us and have not been listening that long. If you'd like to try to get on the air, the phone lines fill up just about instantly. The number for your speed dials, 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Steve's in Chicago. Steve, thanks for praying with us today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you and Maggie, for what you do.
You're welcome.
I'm asking for prayers for my mom, who has COPD, and she's in the hospital, and she's still drinking. She's an alcoholic.
Oh,
and
man.
The relationship with her children's been severed. I'm the only one that talks to her, and I feel bad because I get mean with her. Because sometimes she's unbearable, and I feel so guilty, and I love her. And my brother's turned to Satanism. He doesn't even believe in God.
Yeah. Well,
and
Steve,
I pray for him.
Steve, let me just say, you're a good son, all right? I want you to know that. If all your other siblings abandon your mom, you know, she has an addiction, and that's not truly who your mom is. That addiction is manifesting in a really ugly way. And it's human, and it's natural sometimes to react the way you do. You're sorry for it, and you love her, and you're here to pray for her. And let's pray for her right now, okay? Let's lift her up. Let's lift up all those with COPD. But I want to lift you up in a special way. You're a good man. You really are, and God knows your heart, and he knows what you're going through. And, you know, I want you to know that Christ is far more powerful than all of hell. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Put your trust in God. The very name of Jesus that we're about to pray, every knee in heaven and on earth must bend, right? Jesus, we trust in you, right? Yeah, pray that when you go through these difficult moments, and just entrust her to your mom, right? Trust your mom to the Lord. St. Padre Pio said the most beautiful creed that we profess you know, is the one that we pronounce in the hour of our darkness. And I know it's a tough time for you now. So, Lord, I pray for those who are going through this valley, through difficult times, through struggles, through addiction, those who are approaching death. Lord, you know the crosses and those valley of tears so many are traversing. And I just bring these souls to you today that your light may illuminate their path and that your mercy just heal their wounds. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Antoinette, who's praying with us in California. Let me go back to Maggie, who's joining us here. What's coming in, Maggie?
I just want to let Steve know, I keep my eyes on the YouTube chat frequently as we pray, and every single one of these people has said, Steve, we're praying for you and your mom, and Anna Maria says, he's made me cry with him.
Oh. Steve, we're praying for you, brother. You hang in there. Maggie, thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you all for your charity and your generosity of prayer. You know, we get it back. I really believe when we pray for others, it's like praying for ourselves. It's such a selfless act. And God knows our needs. I mean, you probably have voiced them a million times to him. So let's pray for one another. That's what makes this chaplet so powerful. I'm convinced that's why so many miracles happen every day. Every day in my email, when I go home at night, I read these emails. And I love when I see the thing marked answered prayer or praise report. It's a testimony to all of us praying for each other and to God's great mercy. Antoinette's in California. Thank you for joining us. Good afternoon, Antoinette.
Good afternoon, Drew. Good afternoon, Maggie. And blessings to all of you there in Relevant Radio.
Thanks.
I want to pray for Anne, the lady, the wife who called yesterday.
Oh.
Of course.
And I want to pray for everyone who is in troubled marriages, including my own. We pray without ceasing. We believe in miracles. We trust in God. We also would like to ask for people to go back to church, including my husband. And I want to pray for my father-in-law who's losing his memory. I want to pray for conversion of sinners. I want to pray for the Pope and the priest. Amen.
Antoine, how long have you been married?
14 years.
And your marriage is rocky right now?
Yes, 5 years of rocky marriage, but pray without ceasing.
Okay. Well, I'm grateful for your prayers, because in your own woundedness and with the cross that you're carrying, you prayed for a caller who called yesterday. Maggie, could you just share once again, those who are listening, that call that I know touched so many different hearts?
Yeah, Anne called in the last decade yesterday. And she expressed that her husband is addicted to many things, and also has been developing a relationship with a colleague, and that this female colleague is now filing for divorce from her own husband. So she first of all prayed for the restoration of that woman's marriage.
I know, how beautiful.
And then for the restoration of her own marriage. And it was, she had no guile. She had no bitterness. She just wanted her husband back. It was so beautiful.
Gosh, that man's lucky to have a woman like that.
Yes.
I mean, he's lucky to have a woman like that. Well, let's pray for Antoinette. Let's pray for all those with troubled marriages right now. Wherever there's infidelity or woundedness or hurt or abuse or division, Lord, I give you the broken heart, the betrayed, the wounded. I ask that Antoinette's marriage turn around, that they find the healing they need. Again, I always recommend helpforourmarriage.org. It's an organization called RetroVi. There is help out there, and counseling can really maybe change the direction of your marriage. But grace is what's important. healing. And that's what we're going to pray for right now. So, Lord, I pray for those with marriages, that they are fortified, solidified, and strengthened. For those with broken relationships, that you can heal them, be them through marriage or in-laws or relatives or friends or colleagues. Lord, I lift them all up to you. Well, one final note, too. Doug Hinderer does a show at 11 Central Time right here on this network. It's called Marriage Unhindered. Call, you know, run your problem by him. He will help you. It's Saturday, 11 Central. Lord, we give you these intentions once again as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Renee's in California. Before you hop over to her, Maggie, I know your eyes are on our social media. What's coming in?
Faith Marie sent us a post on X, and she said, please pray for my brother, James, and my daughter, Faith Marie Elizabeth, that they can both come home to the church and always be devout, faithful Roman Catholics. I can't lead the way because we've been estranged for over 30 years.
Wow.
I can only pray for them.
Wow. 30 years.
Jonathan on YouTube said, please pray or donate to orphanages, especially those in Mexico. The children are in danger of cartels, drugs, and violence. They need a safe, holy place of refuge. Nell on YouTube is praying for her husband who had a consideration call yesterday for a new job. She says it's been over 12 years since he's worked anywhere else. It would mean a big move to Texas, but I'm hopeful and I only want God's will to be done.
Amen.
Melissa on YouTube says, I want to pray for an increase of sacramental marriages and healing and restoration of broken and troubled marriages and peace in all hearts. And we received this message yesterday, Drew, and you said you got to read that. So I went back and found it. Mike on X yesterday said, I actually have an answered prayer. You read my post on the air a few weeks ago. My prayer request was to find peace in my heart as a single gay man living a celibate life. My heart has now found peace, and I feel so blessed that God has also healed my cancer, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
I was like, Mike, keep on going. Thank you, brother.
Wow. Well, Mike, I'm grateful that you pray with us. And we were going to pray. See how God works? I mean, he healed his cancer. Cancer is not greater than God. I say it all the time. God can heal broken relationships, dysfunctional relationships. He can heal in every aspect of our life. So let's pray now for that healing that you might be seeking. And let's go back to the phones. We'll jump over to California. Renee, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to pray for my daughter and her friend. They're in a same-sex relationship, and I want to pray for their conversion. Thank you.
God bless you. We will certainly pray for that. Maggie, you just shared a beautiful testimony of a man who was struggling, right? And he received the grace that he needed. So, Renee, we're going to pray for your daughter. And as a parent, I know it could be a difficult thing for you. We'll just pray for her conversion and, you know, always let her know you love her. And Lord, I give you those who need the grace of conversion. And I give you mothers and fathers and siblings and loved ones who sometimes need to speak truth, always in love. And I just ask you again for your mercy and your healing as we bring to you this intention and all those who pray with me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I'll tell you what, I'll pray for your daughter too. When I leave the chapel tonight, I will stop and visit the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I'll pray for your whole family. Catherine in Louisiana, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I would like to ask for prayers for my son. He graduated in November from college, and he's been looking for a job, and mm-hmm. he still hasn't found a job, and his student loans are coming up mm-hmm. next month, but his heart is getting hard, and he doesn't know what he's ever done to not deserve a good job, and he's such a good boy. He goes to church. He doesn't drink. He doesn't party. He's just trying to find good, solid employment. And it just hurts to see him so feeling lost. And I'd like to just thank you, Mr. Drew and Maggie, for your program, because I have to have your program in my life. And I just ask God to continue to bless you and Maggie and your family so y'all can continue what y'all do for so many people out there.
Well, Catherine, I'll make a deal with you, okay? You pray for my daughter and my son. They're both now looking for jobs as well. My daughter had graduated from college, and she's really looking for a change. I'm going to pray for your son, too, okay, that God opens the right door for him. But don't fret. Don't let anxiety take you over. You know, God loves your son more than you, and he's got a plan. He's got a mission for him. And stand on the words of St. Augustine, you know, where Augustine said, you have to exercise faith. Let's put faith in God right now. And the beauty of faith, he said, was that faith is to believe what you don't see. You may not see the job, but you're believing right now that God is going to open a new door for your son, right? I don't know, Lord, how you're going to resolve this, but I have faith. I have trust in you. The reward of that faith, he says, is to actually see what you believe. And that's that job that he's got in store, that perfect vocation. Who knows what the Lord has in store? It's always better than even what we hope for ourselves. So, Lord, I ask that our faith be fortified, that our trust deep, and that Mary can very quickly, or Catherine can very quickly, see the results of her prayers. I pray for anyone looking for work right now, Lord, you open those doors. I pray for those who are underemployed and unemployed and those who are struggling financially, just need a blessing. So I give you these souls now. We turn to you in your mercy, and we pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Jarrell, Texas. Mary, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew. I would like to ask everyone at this moment to pray for safely we find a 79-year-old man who has been missing since Saturday morning. No. We're about to meet at 4 p.m. in Belton, Texas, and I would like to for everyone to pray for us to find them safe and to bring them home. His name is Rogelio Arias, and I'm asking for everyone's prayer at this moment. I'm actually on my way up there right now. I'm about 40-minute drive, but I'm asking, Drew, for everyone's prayer that we can find him safely.
Mary, thank you. Thank you for calling. You know, I often say that for some reason when we pray the chapel to Divine Mercy, I don't know what it is. There's a charism. Those who've been missing a long time, those who've been abducted, those who've been kidnapped, those who've lost their way, God allows, you know, that restoration, that reconnection. And there's a grace that flows. So, Lord, I pray for this elderly man, 79 years of age, and we pray that he's well and that he's safe. And we lift him up. I pray for all those who are searching for him. I want to pray for all those who are missing, all those who are being trafficked. Lord, I want to pray for those who have lost their way spiritually, who don't know you, who have strayed from your path, that by virtue of these prayers, you allow super abundance of grace to reach them, and that conversion can be the fruit of this prayer. We turn to you with our hearts, all those intentions that we carry within our hearts, all those that we often voice to you, and we bring them to you, trusting in your mercy as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
I want to pray for Blessed, I think it's Michael Talbot. He's a patron saint of addiction. And you had said before that.
Blessed Carlo Acutis. For the little boy.
Pray for him as well.
Yeah.
And all you angels and saints, we ask you to pray for us.
Pray for us.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I hope you'll stay with me. I want to talk about dreams when I come back. I never really dream about falling, you know, being naked, being late, dying. I had a weird dream last night. And a question for you. Does God communicate to us through our dreams? You take a look at Scripture, and clearly we see how he has communicated through dreams. There have been presidents who even dreamt of their own assassination. So I'm going to take it to people who dreamt about not getting on planes that crashed or 9/11. Take a look at the mystery of dreams when we return. If you've ever had an encounter like that, I'd love to hear your story as well. That conversation and much more will continue right after this.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
With flexible premium life insurance by sponsor Catholic Order of Foresters, a 40-year-old can get $1 million coverage for under $19 monthly. Go to relevantradio.com/Forester. That's relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Yeah.
That's such a... It's another great... I got in trouble for commenting on the Eagles the other day. Right, Maggie?
Somebody wrote to us
and they got mad at me for saying, I like that.
We didn't even play any of the lyrics that day. It was all just the guitar riff, which, I don't know.
That's a little Stevie Nicks, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so that's another classic album. What a sound. I'm sorry. I like it. I admit it. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but... What can I do, right? Hey, it's good to be here with you today. I'm going to take a few of your calls. I want to hear your stories. Here's the deal. Let me tell you what's going on. And I hate when people tell me about their dreams. Let me just put that disclaimer out, right? I'm going to tell you about mine. People start telling me, I had a dream last night. And they go off and I'm like, it's not real. It's your subconscious. Stop. You're boring me, right? I don't want to hear about it. You know, it's like out of courtesy, you just listen to the person tell you about their dream. But it made me think, you know, what's at work in the dream, right? And I will hear some of your dreams. If you're going to share it with me, if you've dreamt about something that came true, maybe you said, hey, I was going to get on that airplane and it went down, or you dreamed about the promotion or the proposal from the husband, or I'd love to hear your stories. You can join me, 888-914-9149. You can share your stories. I do think God communicates with us. And I think he can impart wisdom. I think he can reveal truth. I think he can even give you a glimpse of the future. I do, through your dreams. And this mode of divine communication, look, the roots of it are very, and they're woven throughout biblical history. But gosh, you know, what is a dream, right? Where do they come from? How do they manifest? For example, there are Muslims in Africa and in parts of the Middle East that are having dreams of a man who calls himself Jesus Christ and appears to them and teaches them the things about the faith, right? Is that a manifestation of the subconscious, or is that actually Jesus Christ appearing to these things? Science offers fascinating insights into dreams. They say it's a blend of neurobiology and physiology, and cognitive scientists tries to unravel the mystery of these events in our mind. And we could talk about some of those. There have been psychologists like, you know, Freud or Carl Jung who've talked about what dreams are. I tend to think, for most part, you know, they are the mind, the brain, sorting through and integrating your day's experience, you know, and giving, you know, embedding long-term memories and, you know, making sense of emotions and thoughts. But there's been some weird stuff that has happened in dreams. For example, I don't know if you know this, Abraham Lincoln reportedly had a dream about his assassination. I'll share with you what it was. And it came true with unsettling accuracy. It foreshadowed a future event. Another one, I don't know if you know the name Elias Howe. Elias Howe invented the sewing machine. And during the invention of this, was really struggling with the design of the needle until a dream, I love the way it works, a dream presented a solution, placing a hole at the pointed end of the needle. And it was a detail supposedly that revolutionized garment manufacturing. There was somebody else. I don't know if it was the DNA. There was some science. I'll have to do some research on it. I didn't have time to do it because I didn't intend to talk about this today. Who also was able to, in a dream, really unlock one of the great mysteries of science. So does God communicate to us? Maybe. I'll tell you what happened to me the other night. And again, this, I'm sorry if I'm going to bore you to death. I never dream, like I said, about, you know, some people dream about showing up late or not having any clothes on in public or, you know, falling or dying. I drive a little fast, I admit it, and I probably should slow down. I recently had my car lined and my front of my car is wobbling a little bit. So maybe this is all part of my subconscious, but I dreamt the other night that I died. I had a dream. I was cruising and I was driving too fast. My wife was in the car and this was the unfortunate part of it. And my car got away from me. I was going around a turn and the car went over the side of this ridge, this mountain. And what was so strange about it, I saw the car plummeting, right? It's almost like as I knew I was going to die. And right before that car made impact, my soul left my body and I could see the car strike the ground, flip over, and it was just a crumpled mess. No human could have survived it. And on the way down, I found within my heart a prayer. I was praying for God's mercy in that final moment. Now, is it a portent of things for me? Am I going to die? Probably not. I didn't take it as that. I did go to confession the next day. I didn't know the day or the hour. I talk about that all the time on the air. Who knows the day or the hour? I did go to confession the next day. It was kind of a sobering spiritual encounter for me. Like I said, I never dreamed about falling, never dreamed about dying. It was real. I mean, it was, I woke up out of that with a jolt, right? I really woke up. But then my subconscious said, okay, well, I had my car aligned. Maybe I'm dreaming about it. Maybe the car's wobbling. Maybe I drive too fast. Maybe I know the consequences of those actions. So maybe in the sleep, there's nothing more than the subconscious giving me a warning, you know, saying, hey, it's time for you to drive a little bit more responsibly. I'll share with you about Abraham Lincoln, and I'll take a few of your calls. If you want to join me, I think the lines are stacked here. I'll do my best to get you on. The Lincoln story is really, I think, quite an amazing one. In fact, let me do this. Let me take a break right now because I know I'm up against the clock. When I come back, I'll take a few of your calls and I'll share with you dreams, not only from, you know, the pages of scripture, many a great saint encountered them, but so did presidents. Love to hear your stories too. All right, we'll talk dreams when I return.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio. Connect with Drew on the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, join Father Rocky this September for a pilgrimage to Poland and Prague. You'll visit the lands of St. John Paul the Great, St. Faustina, Our Lady of Częstochowa, and the Infant Child of Prague. Seats are limited. Information at relevantradio.com/Poland. That's relevantradio.com/Poland. Well, thanks for joining me. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about dreams and how God may communicate to us through them. We know in Scripture that was the case. And as I mentioned, everyone from, you know, Daniel and Joseph all the way to presidents have had dreams that were prophetic in some respects, prescient, foretelling even of their own deaths in some respects. Dr. Lou Tortelio is on hold. I want to get to him in a minute. But first, let me go to Joan in Lockport, Illinois. I'll take a few of your calls. Joan, thank you for dialing in. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey.
I had a dream some years ago about a boyfriend that I was really in love with and still am in love with. And I had broken up with him many years before. And I saw him in a coffin in my dream.
Whoa.
And there was all this dissonance in the dream too, like somebody was trying to call me about him. And then a week later, I received a call from a friend that I hadn't seen in years, that this guy had died. And
wow.
My Polish grandmother always told me that if you dream about someone a lot, that means that they want your prayers, that they're in purgatory. So I kept seeing him in a dream at least once a week, and I would pray for him all the time.
Wow.
And then after about 10 years of seeing him at least once a week in my dreams, I saw him in another dream, and he said, "You won't be seeing me anymore in your dreams." And he handed me this beat-up antique ring.
Okay.
And he said, "You'll get this ring from Andy." I guess maybe just symbolically. And it's kind of weird because Andy is an atheist.
Yeah, so what happened?
What happened? I didn't, you know, okay. I think it was a symbolic ring.
Gotcha.
It was like a thank you for praying for him.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Joan, for calling and for sharing. I appreciate that. Let me jump over to Dr. Lou Tortelia as well. He's a sleep specialist in Toledo, Ohio, a great friend of the show. Doctor, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to be here.
So, Doctor,
many years ago that I admitted.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was an 18-year-old prostitute. The entire family was involved in all sorts of stuff. And at one point, she wasn't making any progress on in therapy. She was admitted to an acute unit. And I said to her, well, maybe you'll have a dream or something, and we could interpret that. And the next day she says, she tells me she had a dream that she was on top of a mountain, and the wind was blowing, and there was a stairway running all the way up to the top of the mountain, but the last couple of steps were missing, and she was afraid to take the step off. Oh, wow. Because she thought she would fall. And so she asked me to interpret it. I had no idea what it meant. And I went over to the Jung Institute in Manhattan to see if I could find an image that was similar to it, to see if it would make any sense to me. And what I found was an image of a temple prostitute on top of the mountain.
Wow.
And it was exactly the same way she described it from the dream.
Wow.
And when I showed her the image, she immediately understood that she felt that the wind was the Holy Spirit trying to get her to step out of that role and come down to earth. And she made tremendous progress after that.
Wow. That's amazing. That's absolutely. Hey, Doctor, since I have you on, what happens in the human psyche or the mind? I know we dream when we are in our rapid eye movement stage, the REM. I don't know whether we're close to coming out of sleep, and that's why we remember. A lot of people don't remember their dreams. Neurologically, cognitively, what happens when one dreams? What causes a dream?
Well, what's actually happening, you're in a very light sleep. It's similar to stage one sleep, but your brain, the different areas of the brain are now working. And it's the areas that are working on processing stress and consolidating memory. So it's the time when you're putting your memories together and making them permanent. And it's the time when you're getting rid of the stress of the day or processing the stress.
Hmm. So, you know, some people say you dream about losing your hair, you're having financial trouble, you dream about falling or being naked, it means something else. What do you make of those interpretations that people have for dreams?
They're fun, but they're usually not true.
Okay,
you know, each individual adds meaning to the symbols. So losing your hair for one person may mean that they're getting wiser, older and wiser, and for another person they're losing their prosperity. So it's going to vary from one person to another.
Interesting.
So you always have to explore what's the meaning of the symbol to the individual.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Well, hang out for a second if you have the second, because I may jump back to you. I want to ask you about nightmares and night terrors. Those are darker dreams. Get your take. But let me quickly jump over to Star, who is listening to us in Utah. Hi, Star. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Thank you. When I was young, I would have a reoccurring dream, and I would tell my parents about it. So they heard about it for many years. And then about 10 years later, we had gone on a family vacation. My father wanted to drive up Wisconsin, go through to Mackinac, and then come back around Lake Michigan.
Wow, beautiful.
In the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And so we had a good vacation on Mackinac Island. The next day, we were going to head to the state of Michigan. We had to cross that bridge. Well, in my dream that I told my parents about, our family was in a station wagon, which we didn't have when I was younger, and we were hit by a car on this bridge, and we were all killed.
Wow.
So that morning,
horrible.
When the bridge came in sight, I said to my mom and dad, oh my gosh, that's the bridge of my dreams. My mom and dad looked at each other, didn't say a word. My father turned around and drove back through Wisconsin, and I never had that dream again.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, you hear those dreams all the time where people say, hey, I had a dream the plane was going to crash. They didn't get on, or they dreamt about their loved one going down. Todd Beamer, who I think is the guy who went down on Flight 93, he had a premonition about what was going to happen. That's amazing. Star, especially when you dream about something you've never seen to have it manifest. That's a crazy tale. Thank you for calling. Great to hear from you. Rosemary's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rosemary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My dream was when I was very pregnant with one of my kids. I kept dreaming that one of my parents had died, and I was standing at the casket with very, very large and looking in, but I could never see which parent it was. And of course, my husband came home from work early one day and said, your father got sick at work. And I said, oh, Tom, my father died. And that's my story.
Wow.
I knew who it was. And it was, oh my, he was 60. Yeah. He was young. Didn't expect it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'll share a quick story, then I'm going to talk about nightmares, too. You know, and again, I hate telling stories about dreams. You did a great job, by the way, keeping it brief. When my father died, about a week after he passed away, he came to me in a dream. He looked like he was in his 30s, and he had died like when he was in his 70s. And I was on a stage, and he was on the wing, and he came out. I turned over, I saw my father, and I went up to him. I said, Dad, oh my gosh, you look fantastic. How are you? And we threw our arms around each other, and I whispered in my father's ear, I said, what's it like, Dad? Tell me what it's like. And he said to me, son, it's more beautiful than you can imagine, right? We had this real, and I woke up feeling like, oh my gosh, he was telling me about heaven. It was an incredible experience. I called my mother. I couldn't wait to tell her, hey, my father just, and she got mad at me. What are you saying? Don't play games with me. And I'm like, Mom, why are you getting upset? I had a dream about Dad. Dad appeared and he told me how beautiful heaven was. He looked incredible. She goes, are you playing games? I said, no, Mom. I said, why are you acting this way? She says, because your nephew just called me. The dream you just recounted, he had the same exact one. So, you know, I would have thought that was just a dream. My nephew had the same dream about being on a stage and seeing his grandfather. It was just bizarre. Maybe God, in his mercy, does communicate to us, you know, in night. There's plenty of examples in Scripture. You know, so if you have those dreams, discern them, pray about them. Maybe they're a call to something else. Dr. Lou Tartaglia, who is a sleep expert. Doctor, I want to jump back to you quickly if I could. Nightmares are the opposite of these wonderful dreams. What is a nightmare? Can you maybe unpack that for us quickly? Can Satan mess with our mind at night, or are these just something we ate?
Well, nightmares are dreams with intense emotions that are negative, and usually they're associated with stress or with trauma. They're also associated with PTSD, patients that have had severe trauma, and they're trying to process the stress and the trauma, and they have recurrent nightmares. There's all sorts of things they do now with them. They teach patients how to recreate the ending of the nightmare, and it tends to diffuse the energy. There are medications that we give for nightmare disorder. But basically, the stress is creating the really vivid and anxiety-producing dream, and it's related to a past trauma.
Doctor,
can Satan cause it? I assume Satan can get into your head and create all sorts of images.
Yeah.
You know, he does that with temptations with images.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, thank you for being here. Always good to hear from you. I'm glad you were able to tune into us there in Toledo, Ohio, and keep up your good work. Jeremy, who's in Minneapolis, said he had a dream of a guy who came up to him in his dream and says, you need to find the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Seven. Is that what he said, Maggie? Yes. And he went and he took that as a message to pursue those seven virtues. So can God speak to us? I think he can. There's no doubt about it. Discern your dreams, as I said. Above all, get right with God. Get back to confession. Sometimes the Lord will, you know, tug on the old heart, and he'll do anything he can to draw us closer to him. I've got to take a quick break. It's top of the hour. Your news and headlines are straight ahead. I'll be back on the other side for more. Don't go away.